Happy Easter, everyone. I know some would say, and I understand from their background, hey, Easter's over. It was Sunday. Why are you still saying Happy Easter? In the Catholic tradition and in many other Christian traditions too, there's the recognition that Easter isn't just one day. How can it be? How can you express that and reflect on that and pray about that in a day? We tend to be like that in this culture. Okay, it's done. It's over. Let's move on to whatever's next. But the point is, those realities that are so deep, like the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the meaning that that has for everybody. I appreciate there are those that maybe don't believe in Jesus and recognize you come from a different faith background. But in this, to be able to see whatever we understand, that he has revealed and God has revealed through him that love is stronger than death, and that that love relationship we're meant to have is forever. We hear in our scripture that death changes the relationship, but it doesn't end it. It moves into a new way. And that's a call for joy of all of us. But going back to the tradition in Catholicism, Easter is seen as a 50-day period leading all the way up to Pentecost. That's the time when the Holy Spirit came upon those first disciples. So it's a recognition that Jesus Christ, our master teacher, came. He taught us. He eventually ascended into heaven. But he said, I'm sending one who's going to continue to teach you, and that's the Holy Spirit. And as we look at that, I'm going to jump way off here. This is something I may have said it to you folks or not, that in the midst of all this, I have told people on Easter Sunday, not this year, but a few other times, I don't want to overdo this, I've gone out to people and said, you know, I have a confession to make. I'm having a love affair. Whoa! A love affair. Can you imagine? I remember the first time I did this, I thought maybe I shouldn't preach this. Even the pastor at the time forewarned me because that they might take that and leave right away and go tell their neighbors all the exciting news. But what I did, I mentioned that. And then I said, and this ties in with this whole Easter season, that I said, and I meant it, I'm having a love affair with Jesus Christ. And by saying that, not because I'm so great, hey, I fall short all over the time. Thank God Jesus is one who loves us even as we are, loves us enough to want to help us be better, to be more like him, to find where true joy and peace is, but he loves us. And could there be any better love affair? I know, and I can say this to adult or whoever's out there, too often love affair, we sexualize that term, we Hollywoodize that term. Oh my gosh, you know what that means. When think about it, Jesus is the greatest lover of all time. He gave his life. He even said to his disciples here, love one another as I have loved you, and then he laid down his life. He's the greatest lover. And if we can understand that, even for those who enter into marriage and love, that includes sexual intimacy, the heart of that is that relationship of seeking each other's best, of wanting to be there with and for each other in all kind of ways. Certainly the physical in a marriage relationship, but the emotional, the spiritual, and the recognition that Jesus reminds us the heart of Christianity, the heart of being human is being each other's friend. And for those following the way of Jesus, believing Jesus is our best friend, and looking for love in all the right places, here looking for love in this loving relationship Jesus gave us. And one way we can look at resurrection, there's a lot of ways we can. One way is when he died, in his own sense, he wanted to come back. I mean, to bring us life, to show us that death was not the final say, and to show us clearly that when we look at what it means to follow the way of Jesus, it's following the way of everlasting love. That love is stronger than any hate. We need to hear that today. That love is stronger than any violence. That love is stronger than any abuse. But it calls us to be so open to that spirit of God's love. And again, 50 days is just meant to be a time to reflect, obviously, in some way. And Catholic tradition teaches this too. Every weekend, every Sunday is understood as Easter. It's the dying and rising of Jesus we celebrate. And in a way, if we could experience every day as Christmas, the God's gift of love to us, as Easter, God's raising up Jesus and showing us that that love is forever. Can there be anything more than that? And it was Jesus who said, I tell you this because I want my joy to be in you and your joy to be complete. So hopefully the greatest joy we can have in season and out of season is God's love always with us and always will be. And the greatest thing we can be and do for each other is seek that good that God wants us to share, because it is meant to be an Easter celebration for a people, not just for us as individuals. So happy Easter, pass it on. Let's radiate and show goodness and love, even with some of the struggles of life, because we believe love, even being vulnerable and getting hurt, it's what matters most. Have a good 50-day Easter season. God bless.